Cornell University, police on scene after Jewish students violently threatened. By Paul Bois on October 29, 2023. Police have been dispatched to a building housing a kosher dining hall at Cornell University after Jewish students received violent threats on an online forum. Community threat. City of Ithaca. The Cornell University Police Department is investigating posts located on a website that contain threats of violence directed at religious groups across the campus, read a Cornell emergency alert. The alert went on to say that the locations were intentionally selected because of the perpetrator's bias, omitting mention of specific threats to attack the kosher dining room and shoot all UP Jews. The investigation is continuing. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Cornell University Public Safety Communications Center at 607-255-1111. Cornell University Police urge the community to immediately report any suspected criminal activity they see by dialing 911, it continued. The Cornell University Hillel in Ithaca, New York said the FBI has been investigating the incident as a possible hate crime. The Cornell Daily Sun reported that students were alerted when violent posts appeared on an online forum from a user named Hamas Soldier with threats to bring an assault rifle to campus and shoot all you pig Jews. If I see a pig male Jew, I will stab you and slit your throat, read one post. Another post pledged to bomb a Jewish house in retaliation for the murder of 500 martyrs. Per the Times of Israel. The Cornell Police Department says it is investigating posts located on a website that contain threats of violence directed at religious groups across the campus. Cornell President Martha Pollack sent a statement to students saying that we will not tolerate anti-Semitism at Cornell, the Daily Sun reports. The incident comes days after anti-Israel graffiti was discovered on campus, and amid an alarming uptick in anti-Semitic attacks on U.S. campuses thought fueled by the Israel-Hamas war. Since the horrific terrorist attack on Israel at the hands of Hamas, which left 1,200 Israelis, mostly civilians, dead, anti-Semitic protests and incidents have erupted all across the West. One horrific protest, in particular, occurred in front of the Sydney Opera House in Australia, wherein people chanted, "Gas the Jews," while waving Palestinian flags. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo on demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProlandFilms or Instagram at ProlandFilms. Editor's note, this story was updated to reflect a revised number on the death toll from the October 7 Hamas attack in Israel. The Israeli government estimate of 1,400 was revised to around 1,200, according to Reuters.